Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It was 1 month ago today that two bombs exploded near the Boston Marathon finish line. Three people died in the blasts and more than 260 were injured. 4 days later, an MIT police officer was killed, allegedly by the two suspects in the bombings. And later that night, one of the suspects died in a chaotic shootout in Watertown, where the other suspect was eventually captured. This morning, a story you probably haven't heard before, as we hear the story of one of the first police officers on the scene in Watertown. Here's WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.
Laurel Street is in your typical workaday Watertown neighborhood. It's lined with one and two family homes, perhaps smaller yards and maybe fewer trees than on many streets, but take a closer look and you'll see evidence that will forever make Laurel Street unique.
If you look down the fence line, you can see all the bullet holes coming down the fence line, a couple in the tree. And I was reloading.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, this house got hit 10 times.
Sergeant John McClellan has been on the Watertown Police Force for 23 years, and never has he had a night like the one that started late April 18th. Then again, according to the federal ATF, until then, neither had any other police officer in the U.S.
You know, in America, this has never, ever happened in the history of the United States, ever. No officers have ever taken bombs thrown at them in a gunfight. You can't even think that through, you know, so we were lucky that it worked out the way it did, and you know, the good guys are where they should be, and the bad guys are where they should be, as far as I'm concerned.
Sergeant McClellan has a straightforward worldview. There are good guys and there are bad guys. But for those of us who saw first responders in action after the Boston bombings and the Watertown shootout, there are people like John McClellan. This is his story.
Watertown Control. Watertown Control, all units. Stay clear of the radio with the extension of 468.
That's Sergeant McClellan on the police scanner. He was born and raised in Watertown. Just before midnight on April 18th, he was working his shift as night patrol supervisor when Cambridge PD radioed to say a hijacked Mercedes SUV was heading his way.
Being the patrol supervisor, when you have an incident like that, I'm the only one who's supposed to talk on the radio to the dispatchers. Everything goes through me.
And now the vehicle's moving now, units. In the area of 89 Dexter.
Watertown officer Joe Reynolds hears McClellan on the scanner. Reynolds is just going off duty, but he sees the SUV in a green Honda turn off Dexter. Reynolds is the first on the scene. Sergeant McClellan is right behind.
I said, Joe, hold off. Don't pull it over until I get there. I said that, the vehicles took a left-hand turn onto here, onto Laurel. They ended up down there about close to 100 yards down the street with Joe Reynolds about 30 feet behind them. I see a male exit the vehicle. Arm raised, shooting position. I hear the pop, pop, pop.
Sergeant McClellan and Officer Reynolds take out their Glock handguns. Between them, they've got five clips, 67 bullets total.
So I'm shooting, and I have a shoulder mic, and I'm talking on the shoulder mic and shooting down range.
Shot fired.
I take a round right through the windshield. Right through my headrest of my driver's side. But I reach down, I'm trying to get my patrol rifle, which is a civilian version of the M16. I tried two or three times, but I can hear the rounds hitting my vehicle.
Did you know who it was at this point?
We have no idea. We thought that it was just a carjacking, that, you know, when we pull these kids over, they're going to bail out and we're going to chase them and we're going to catch them and that's going to be it. It just turned out a little different.
To say the least, John McClellan releases the handbrake on his patrol car, puts it in drive, and jumps from the vehicle and hides behind a tree. The police car stops right next to the hijacked Mercedes SUV. The younger suspect throws clips of bullets to the older suspect, then unloads three backpacks from the Honda.
They come out from behind the Mercedes and engage the vehicle. They think someone's in it, and they're firing at it. Boom, 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 firing at the vehicle. At this point, they throw the first bomb. Boom. What was that? You know, I got on the radio and I actually said on the radio, bigger than an M80. I'm not sure what it was.
Might have been bigger than an M80.
That's when the second bomb goes off and throws it up, and it's a large pipe bomb.
McClellan hides behind one of the only trees on Laurel Street. It's just 3.5 minutes into the shootout. Sergeant Jeff Pugliese shows up. He's 10 feet from the older suspect. They exchange gunfire. The suspect runs out of ammunition and then starts charging Sergeant McClellan.
I'm out here and I'm drawing down on him, and I said, I'm going to kill you, get on the ground. I'm going to shoot you, get on the ground. Now, I have an empty gun. I don't have any ammo at all. So I'm like, you know, I'm just bluffing him, hoping he's going to get onto the ground. He's not taking. He's coming right at me. Jeff Pugliese, the sergeant, jumps on his back. As soon as he jumps on his back, he just collapses him to the ground. The guy's been shot quite a few times, drops him to the ground. And then my only thought at that point was, this guy's throwing bombs at us. He's either strapped or he's got another one, or his brother's got a button. As soon as we get on him, he's going to blow us up. I'm like, no way. I couldn't let him do it by himself. The only thought running through my head is, you know, I'm the supervisor of this guy. I can't let this guy go by himself. I got to help him. So I jump on top and I try to get his hand. He's got one arm and I'm going for the other arm. And I hear, "Sarge, here he comes, watch out." And I look back and I see the lights of the Mercedes facing us. And the car just, it seemed like half a second it was on top of us. I go, "Jeff, here he comes, watch out." I push off the body. He pushes off the body and the brother runs, misses both of us and runs over his brother. He gets caught up underneath the car, drags him, as you can see, drags him about, I believe it was like 60 feet, and releases him. When he hits the cruiser, he hits up one of our cruisers and releases the body.
This is only part of Sergeant John McClellan's story from that night just about a month ago. There's a lot more. Immediately after the shootout, he and six other Watertown police officers who were in the thick of it went on leave for 2 weeks. They all received counseling, were debriefed by investigators, and are back on the job. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.